Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, the cattle markets continue to be volatile, but really finished about where we started. Live cattle finished 20 to 70 higher. Feeder cattle were anywhere from steady to 55 lower. Box beef at midday was higher again. Choice was 216.43, up 65 cents. The select 192.80, up 15 cents. Feeder cattle index is 141.61, down 10, but premium to where the August feeder cattle futures are currently trading. So far this week, we've been pretty disappointed in the reaction to the EU and U.S. agreement that we ended last week with. We thought Monday morning the market might open up strong, but it really hasn't been all that eventful up to this point. Carcass weights are continuing to edge back up as corn has come back down. As of July 30th, they're 845 pounds, about a 2 pounds or so, 1.9 pounds higher than where they were last week. But we're still about 4 pounds under where we were last year. Hogs today 240 higher at 63.42 on the December hogs. There's quite a bit of fear in the market that China will not buy U.S. hogs. They're switching to other countries and filling those orders with other countries. But the fact of the matter is Chinese pork prices have increased roughly 30% year over year because of their shortage. And they're going to still need to buy pork from somewhere, and we happen to have a lot of it.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
The grain markets were fortunate enough to bounce back slightly. We had corn 1 to 3 higher, soybeans 1 higher, and then wheat about 1 to 5 higher. Kansas City ended up being about 7 or 8 cents off of the low. Chicago about 10 cents off the low. Yesterday afternoon, we had the latest Reuters estimates for their supply and demand on the August 12th report. The big number everyone is watching is the corn and bean production. The USDA, or the Reuters estimate for the USDA report on Monday, were just under 88 million acres of planted corn. I'm around 89 million. Harvested acres right at 80 million. I was 83. And then the yield, the Reuters estimate was 164.9. I think it's going to be a little bit lower than that at 155. And then soybean acres, the estimates were 81 million. Planted acres of soybeans, I was at 82. The harvested acres, they're just under 80, and I'm at 81. So a little bit of difference there, but that report comes out Monday, and that's going to be heavily watched. You know, the last report brought a lot of volatility at the end of June, and this is the revised version or the re-survey of the acres. So a lot of people watching. That'll be Monday morning during the market hours, and so should bring quite a bit of excitement. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.